This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China has reported an additional 573 cases of coronavirus infection on Saturday, up from Friday. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that an additional 35 people had died in mainland China, but that's down from 47 the day before. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in Washington state. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Donald Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
But we're doing really well, very, very professionally handled. Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the South Carolina Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is projected to be the winner, with Senator Bernie Sanders in second place. Biden told his supporters they had put new life in his campaign.
Just days ago, the press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won, and we've won big because of you.
Biden served two terms as vice president under former President Barack Obama. This is VOA News.